Hi, it's Rebecca. Today I want to talk about the next phase of human evolution. We are moving into the next phase of human evolution, whether we know it or not. Many of the mystics have seen this coming, and we're here. It's happening. And what does that mean exactly? Well, you know, I became a Silva Ultramind trainer in 2004, so I have always dug deeply into the study of consciousness and mysticism and spirituality. And what I've learned is that the great thinkers figured out only a small slice of humanity is really living to their full potential, activating the right side of the brain. The right side of the brain is where all the good stuff is. Things like intuition, spiritual sense, creativity. The left side of the brain, which is the masses that live on the planet that are only operating from that side, are linear thinkers. They use their minds to operate in the three-dimensional world and really only solve problems, usually operating from that limited sense of things. Once you tap into the right side of the brain and you begin to understand that you can connect to your higher self, your infinite self that knows all the answers. You can actually go to the Temple of Wisdom, which some call the Akashic Records, where you can find out what you need to know when you need to know it. You will always find a solution. You can magnetize your thoughts so that you attract into your experience the right people, circumstances, experiences. Once you find what your purpose is, why you came here to planet Earth, maybe it wasn't to do that job that you hate. You know, they say 65, 70% of Americans really hate their jobs. That's not a good thing. If you're doing what you love because it's your purpose and you feel it's rewarding and it's something that's going to help the planet, you begin to get all the help you need. And it just becomes more like a magical, adventurous, exciting experience than that old humdrum, boring, you know, rat race, they call it. I call it that for a reason. So some of the other attributes of people who are right brain thinkers, they're fearless. They begin to understand that there is not a problem without a solution, no matter what is going on. They're protected. People don't attack them the way they do when they're just thinking in the three-dimensional world. They give off an aura, an energy that protects them. And when things start to go bad on them, they have the ability to go within to find the solution, because there's always a solution. You have to start with that premise that you're not trapped in this 3D world, in this physical body. You are an infinite being. Allowing yourself to find the most incredible solutions is a divine adventure. And it makes life very, very interesting because, you know, as long as we're living in this three-dimensional world, there's going to be the contrast, the yin and the yang, the good and the bad. And our job is to find the solution when something shows up that isn't going very well. And there is always a way. Once you become a right brain thinker and you tap into your superpowers, you can remotely influence people. You can remotely heal them. You can heal yourself. You don't have to worry about things like contagion and dire predictions for mankind, because you realize you don't have to be part of that consciousness. You have dominion. You become sovereign. And you become aligned with the God good that is operating the universe, and fear just falls away. There's so many things you can do when you activate the right side of your brain. And once you do it, you learn that you can go out throughout your day using it to help you with projects, with conversations that you have with people. When you go shopping, you'll find just the right things. You'll make better decisions about everything having to do with your life. You'll feel an inner peace that you just don't have when you're operating just with the left side of your brain. Because when you know you're connected to the God within you, your higher self, the possibilities are infinite.